Welcome, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to hang out with you all today. I always want to start by saying, if you want to take your business to the next level and actually hang out with me and a few of the best and brightest from Cleaning Nation, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live and get the details on our upcoming live event where I'm going to implement and walk through the entire Clean Profit Method with just a couple of you folks face-to-face over a three-day period. Today, we are chatting with Norbert Henn. He is just getting started, moving, I believe, from Tampa, Florida, and wants help moving to another city and starting a cleaning company all in one fell swoop. Did I get you correct, Norbert?
Yes, sir.
All right, beautiful. So give me a little bit of data. What city are you moving to?
Omaha, Nebraska.
All right. And do you have any friends, family, contacts, connections there?
I have family there. They've been kind of pestering me to move up there with them since my family down here passed away. And I'm exploring my options.
All right. So you're moving to a fairly big city and you're looking to get started. Tell me a little bit about your situation and your goals. Like, what are your goals for the company? What would you like to see happen? And then we'll see if we can't make a plan to make that come to fruition.
Well, my goal is to be profitable as quick as possible. And I'm looking to run that company basically until I'm ready to retire.
Okay. So when you say profitable as quick as possible, what does that mean? I guess I need more
as to
detail.
Where I can rely on that for my soul. Yeah, as far as I can, as to where I can rely on that as my sole source of income.
Okay, so I don't know what that means for you. Is that $1,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $100? You know, what do you need? What do you need the company to generate for you?
Oh, I guess about $3,000 to $4,000 a month. All right. To start, and the sky's the limit.
All right, so $3,000 to $4,000 as quickly as possible, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so there's a couple, you know, a lot of ways to skin that cat. There's really no right answer. It's just more into kind of what assets you've got in terms of connections, time, money, experience, all that sort of good stuff, and where you want to go. If your only goal is to make $3,000 or $4,000 personally, probably the quickest way to get there is to just get a $4,000 cleaning account and do it yourself, which I don't recommend, but I want to make sure I customize my feedback to your specific needs. Are you looking to grow beyond that, or are you just,
yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I'd like to be where I'm comfortable in retirement as far as, you know, still being paid bills and maybe travel a little bit down the road. But that's my starting point right there, what you're talking about.
Okay, so there's, again, two ways to go about this. One being doing it yourself, which isn't my favorite, but to answer your question of what the quickest way is, well, that would be to have you clean, because that's how you get to $3,000 to $4,000. You know, you don't need much more revenue than that if you're cleaning yourself. If that's not a good long-term goal, which I wouldn't think it is, but again, I want to answer your question as asked, you're going to need a lot more revenue than that, right? If you've got a company making 20% net profit, which would be other people cleaning overhead, you know, a real company, and you wanted to make $4,000, you'd need about $20,000 a month in revenue, which if you're doing a good job, can take a good 12 months, right? So I guess we kind of need to make a plan for you in terms of, are you able to work without compensation for months, if not years at a time, or do you need to make money right away? Because in that case, you might have to get a, you know, it's kind of a personalized situation. Give me a little guidance on what kind of coaching you want. I'll see if I can't point you in the right direction.
Basically, I want to know. I know you briefly talked about this on some of the other shows, but the pros and cons of buying into a franchise, if that might at least temporarily get me to where I can get a decent start, or do I do some kind of really intense marketing just to get my foot in the door someplace?
You certainly buy a franchise. I don't know if it's going to make you go any quicker because they've got a lot. Typically, they're going to have a lot more require, and again, it depends on what kind of franchise you mean. I had a Service Master franchise where we paid, you know, I think it was nowadays might be 50, 60 grand up front and then 10% of your revenue forever. And certainly that name is going to help you get some customers, but I don't know that that's the route I would take. There are other franchises where you might only have to pay a couple $1,000s up front and they're only going to give you 80% of the revenue, but they get you all your customers for you. And I don't recommend those because unless you're doing the cleaning yourself, there's just not enough money to pay employees and pay that 10%. So typically a franchise is not the way I would recommend you go. Marketing heavily is probably the way I mean, really, honestly, the clean profit method, which is what I've said is that's the system that we use, is the best, quickest system I know to get from zero to a seven-figure company. And that's really taking the time to lay a foundation in terms of understanding your customer, right? So if you're going to be commercial, we need to know who. Is it car dealerships, banks, daycares, warehouses, property managers, the list, bowling alleys, whatever you want to go. So really understanding your customer, being clear on how many of those you need to hit your goals. And again, if you're looking to make $4,000 a month at a 20% profit, that's a $20,000 a month revenue stream. So you have to make sure that there are enough of them around that they can produce that for you, and then working with them. But I still think that's going to, you know, if you're phenomenal at it, it might take you 6 months. If you're not so great, it could take you 2 or 3 years. So I don't know any jumpstart from zero to 4,000 in revenue in the cleaning business unless you're doing the cleaning yourself.
Right. Correct. So I guess what I'm kind of thinking, if I do make the move, I have to find some other kind of employment other than getting this business started.
If you need to make money right away, yeah, you would.
Yes. Okay.
Again, unless, and I'm not saying you should do this, but it's an option. Unless you can pick up a $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 a month client right away and do the cleaning yourself, you know, you could get, because again, to get to $20,000, which is what you need to have, you know, I use the 50-30-20 yes. rule, is, you know, 50% of that would go to cost of goods sold. So you'd have 10,000 left over. And then 30% of the 20 would go to overheads, which is $6,000, leaving you $4,000 left over. So if you want to build that, it's going to take a while. I think you're going to, if you don't have a independent income source, I would imagine you're going to want to or need to have another income source for this job, whether it's you cleaning, whether it's your own personal assets you've got, or a job from a third party. But the reality is the growth is going to go slower if you've got to have a different job. So it's a little paradoxical in that sometimes it's what we need to do, but it will slow your growth.
Yeah. That's what I was concerned about, yes.
But that's just the reality of the situation, right? It's not always clean and easy to do the business the way we want. There's realities that just have to be dealt with. So different folks have different strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and lack thereof. And we got to make sure that we're customizing a plan that's based on, you know, what we know, who we know, how much we have, how much experience, all that sort of stuff. So if you're in a spot where it's like, hey, I've got, you know, from what I'm hearing, yeah, I'd probably look for a secondary source of income and try and start it part time, which is not the most fun, but it's a lot more fun than not being able to pay bills and having to live outdoors, kind of a thing.
Correct.
Okay.
And the shortest way is not necessarily the best way, so I understand there's no shortcuts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe there is. I've been doing this for quite a while. If there is any shortcuts, I'm not aware of them. Any other thoughts or needs that you've got that we can kind of get you coached through, or is that kind of what you needed out of today's episode?
Well, basically, one other question is, hypothetically, say I do get started in my own business, I'm still growing it, obviously. What are there any benefit packages out there, like for health insurance, that type of thing, for business owners, small business owners?
For yourself or for your employees?
Myself, possibly employees, that type of thing.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not that varies state to state. So you need to get with a healthcare professional on that, or a insurance professional on that, not me.
Yes, sir.
Cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just making sure you did anything else before we hit the lightning round.
No, sir. That's pretty much basically it in a nutshell.
All right, cool. Well, Cleaning Nation, as we're heading in the lightning round, I always want to take a second to personally invite you to get the details on our upcoming live event at growmycleaningcompany.com/live. I have so much fun actually getting to hang out with you guys, supercharging your businesses by implementing the Clean Profit Method together. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now to book a 20-minute chat to see if you are a fit. All right, that said, let's hit the lightning round. Norbert, I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Wow. Never say never.
All right. Fantastic. Never say never. Love it. Question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made? Now, did you say you had a cleaning business before or no?
Yes, sir, I did. However, I was not able to move out as far as I wanted to based on the condition of my equipment and that I was doing it by myself basically at that time.
So the reason I ask is the next question I want to make sure made sense. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from each other's mistakes?
The biggest mistake I've made, I'd love to say I'm perfect in every way, but the biggest mistake I've made is not having effective communication with one of my clients, just one of my customers.
Okay, that absolutely can be a business killer. And then the final question, we're actually changing from the old one to a new one that I just think is going to be a little bit better. I feel like a lot of the information I've got in my life has been through books, so I always like to make sure anytime I get someone on the phone, we get an idea of what's the most influential book that you've read that's brought the most value to your life.
Honestly, I hate to sound corny, but I have to say the Bible.
Nothing corny about that, man. That is the be all and end all when it comes to books. So I appreciate you sharing that. Norbert, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and desire to grow. I appreciate it. No, Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Norbert's show notes page, and I believe as of right now, we've got a free on-demand online training made just for you. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out there, and I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.